Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for November 2014, the start of the fourth year of these podcasts. This month is not a very good month for observing the planets. Only four of them are reasonably well placed to view, and then you will need binoculars to see two of them, Uranus and Neptune. Jupiter is the best of the bad bunch to view this month, best looked at through binoculars or a small telescope. And the point to note here is that if you do use binoculars, make sure that you use a camera tripod or a wall or fence to rest the binoculars on. This will stop the inevitable handshaking and make for some wonderful views. You should see the four largest moons of Jupiter, or sometimes just one, two or three, as some of them can be hiding behind or in front of the planet itself. If you have a reasonably powerful pair of binoculars or a telescope, and you might even be able to see some stripes on the planet's surface. So where to find Jupiter? It is currently in the constellation of Leo, and Jupiter is very bright and really stands out. If you look southeast towards the end of the month before dawn, the very bright object is bound to be Jupiter. Venus and Mercury are far too close to the Sun at the moment to be able to be seen. Mars, the red planet, may be seen very low down in the south-southwest just after sunset in the constellation of Sagittarius the Archer. Saturn is not visible this month, but if you are intrepid enough to look out for Uranus and Neptune, you may find Uranus in the south-southwest in the constellation of Pisces around midnight, and Neptune in the south in the constellation of Aquarius around 8 p.m. throughout the month. The moon is also fun to observe with binoculars or a small telescope. Don't, however, fall into the trap of looking at it during a full moon. While not dangerous, it is very bright and may cause some discomfort for a short while. It is much better to look at the moon when it is a crescent up to about half moon phase. This way, the light from the sun is arriving from the side, and so craters and mountains have greater shadow relief and hence show up better. And the best time to view the moon this month is at the end of the month around new moon on the 22nd. Full moon is on the 6th. Meteor showers this month include the Taurids around the 5th of the month with a zenithal hourly rate of 10, but it is an extended maximum, and so although not very many, they will be fairly well spread out. The Leonid meteor shower occurs on the 16th to 20th of November and expect around 15 per hour. A couple of comets to look out for this month. Comet C2012K1, Pan-STARRS, is brightening and expected to peak at around magnitude 6.9 in October. Have a look in a star atlas and try to find it. It is in the constellation of Puppis, the poop deck. Another comet, C2014R1 Borisov, is a bit more tricky to find, peaking at a maximum magnitude of 11.6, so you'll definitely need binoculars or a telescope to see that one, in the constellation of Virgo. Right, now we'll look at the sky and try to find some interesting things to look at. Take this podcast with you and find a nice viewing location with a good view of the sky, with little or no light pollution, especially from sodium lights. I'm assuming now that it's 8 p.m. at the start of the month. Look north. Can you see the Plough, or the Big Dipper, or the Saucepan? This is a well-known group of seven stars in the shape of a ladle or saucepan. At this time of year, it's based downwards, or the right way up. Find the two stars on the right-hand end, and the two stars away, furthest away from the handle of the saucepan. Now trace a line upwards from these two stars, and the next star you'll find is Polaris, the pole star. Now look at the three stars forming the handle of the Plough. Look closely at the middle of these three stars. How many stars can you see? You should be able to see two stars very close together. And these two stars used to be used as an eyesight test for the military. And they're actually called Alcor and Mizar. Now look towards the east, your right. You should see a fuzzy group of stars called the Pleiades. This looks really good in binoculars. It is a group of really young, really hot stars, only a few million years old, and you can still see some of the gas or nebulosity they formed out of left swirling around them. Now look up. You will see a W or an M, whichever way you look at it, made out of five stars. This is Cassiopeia. Now look carefully for a long arc going through the length of Cassiopeia. Can you see what looks like a long, thin cloud? This is the Milky Way, and you are now looking towards the centre of our galaxy. You will need to be in a very dark site to be able to see this clearly. Finally, on to Leo. For this, you need to get up early in the morning. First, find Orion in the southwest. Now look due south, and then look up about two-thirds of the way from the horizon to overhead. You should see a backwards question mark. This is the Lion's Head. Now find the bottom bright star of this question mark, and this is Regulus, the brightest star in Leo. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out for next month for December's highlights. Bye for now.